Hi Gratitude Seeker, in our episode today we will explore a fast and easy way of showing appreciation, of expressing gratitude that can really make someone's day. But first, I have some announcements that I'm really eager to share with you. Firstly, I would like to thank John from Portland, Oregon, for sending me a voice message showing his appreciation for the Gratitude Podcast and asking me about how he can watch the video interviews with my guests on YouTube. The easiest way to do this, in my opinion, is to just search on YouTube the Gratitude Podcast. You'll find there two videos from Brother David Steindl-Rust, whom I'm very excited to be interviewing next week. So if you have any questions for him, just let me know. It's a TED Talk of his that's really well known. It has almost 2 million views. The second thing that you will see is his interview on Oprah. And afterwards, you should be seeing the interviews on the Gratitude Podcast. I will also post a direct link to the YouTube channel so you can get there in one click. So thank you very much, John, for reaching out, for letting me know, and for reminding me of this possibility of you, the listener, to send me voice messages. And I'm really open to this. I'm looking forward to receiving more from you. It's really easy. If you go to georgianbenta.com, on the right side of each and every page, you will see a button that says send voicemail. You can easily record the message, especially on your phone, and I will receive an email with your voice message. You can ask me any question that you have. We can even publish your question with your voice on the Gratitude Podcast, and I can answer in a future episode. If you would like that, just let me know in the voice message and we can totally make that happen. The second big announcement is that I'm hard at work creating something that I hope will be able to communicate the ideas on the Gratitude Podcast in a different way, in a more, let's say, creative and fun and entertaining way. It's also a great way in which you can let other people know about the podcast without having to do too much explaining. Basically, it will be a 2D animation, a short and dynamic one, based on the episode with the quick morning tip that has been really appreciated and really shared quite a lot. I've applied one of the teachings that my authentic business coach, George Cao, has, to create something even more interesting from something that is really appreciated. So after many revisions, hopefully today or tomorrow, the video will be ready, and I would really, really appreciate it if you would go to the Gratitude Podcast's Facebook page or on YouTube, and you will share it with people that are open to these kinds of things. I've put a lot of work and passion into this project, and I really hope that you will love it and that it's going to have the kind of impact that I hope it will. And it's really fun, to be honest. And now for the third announcement. I hope that I'm not boring you with the announcements, but I'm really excited to share this with you. I really want to share this journey with you and have you on board and enjoying this process along with me. So the third announcement is that the Gratitude Podcast is one of the first podcasts that's in the Libsyn's beta testing for Amazon Skills. This means that we are one of the first 25 podcasts that are available on Amazon as an Amazon skill. So if you have an Amazon Echo, an Amazon Dot, or any kind of Amazon Alexa using device, you can easily listen to the Gratitude Podcast using Alexa. Of course, it's free and all you need to do is say, "Alexa, tell the Gratitude Podcast to play the newest episode." You can also go back 5 episodes, for instance. You can also tell Alexa to fast forward 2 minutes, or you can do all kinds of things of this nature. But I'm really happy that Amazon has accepted the Gratitude Podcast on their Alexa devices, because it's a really easy way to listen to the podcast hands-free. Okay, enough with the announcements. Let me share with you a recent experience of mine. The intro that you heard at the beginning of this episode and the outro that you will hear at the end were bought through a German company. And before buying, I had to give them a call so they would change the VAT for Romania, because they had the old VAT and it would have been really complicated for me to change it afterwards. And I spoke to the founder, who was really nice and friendly and helpful and authentically open and passionate about his work. I really love that about him. And shortly enough, they changed the information in their system. I was able to buy. It was a really smooth experience, and I wanted to let them know about this. And here comes the fast and easy way of showing appreciation and of actually making someone's day. I gave them a 5-star review on Facebook, and their response was really heartwarming. The English is not perfect, but I think you will be able to what they wanted to express. Here it is. "Thanks so much for the comment. This is a real pleasure to get your feedback, so we know it's the right thing we are working so hard for. Welcome to the family." Basically, me letting them know that I appreciate them and their work made them feel that there is meaning in the passion and the work they put into what they're doing. And at times, this could be the motivation for someone to keep on going and to know that what they're doing is valuable for someone else. I think it's a gift that we can give other people, and it's something that can make their day, or that can make the difference between continuing the work that they're doing or quitting. Think about yourself. Did you ever ask yourself, "Is the work that I'm doing really worth it? Am I actually helping someone, anyone? Is this the right thing to do?" And it's so amazing to receive positive feedback from people who really, truly appreciate your work and you, and see it as something amazing, even though for you it might be something that you do out of passion really easily, or it might be something that you put a lot of work and heart into. This is what gives it meaning. It's something that kept me going and got me excited when I received feedback from many of you. And I really believe that together we can make so many lives much better through this simple gift that we can give. So let's see how we can apply this. Think about the place you do your hair, the place you do your nails, your favorite restaurant maybe, or your favorite coffee place. Think of your friends that have small businesses for whom a review from you can get them places, can help them not just in the moment, but in time, so that when someone visits their Facebook page or their Google page, they will see your review and they will trust that person or that business more. Think of people you would like to support that are doing great things. And the beautiful part is that you will feel great as well. So for now, think of one person or one business you would like to show your appreciation for, and go to Facebook, go to Google, or another place where you can write a review, and let them know and help them out. You really have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And please let me know their feedback, if you will receive any, or just how it made you feel. You can do that by sending me a voice message on georgianbenta.com, or write me an email at hello@georgianbenta.com, or send me a message on Facebook or on Instagram. Search for the Gratitude Podcast and you will easily find the page. Good, thank you so much for listening. This was a longer episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And now go write that review. You will see, it will make you feel amazing.